Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of The Coach Home. I'm your host, Mo Stewart. And for those of you who've been listening to me on the Ample Rap shows over the last few months, I've been flagging this one up for quite some time. This is our relegation special. I was calling it the Relegation Festival because all of the teams in the bottom six were all playing each other. So we're going to hear a representative from each one of those games. Later on, you'll be hearing Natalie Bromley talking about their game against Sheffield United. We'll hear from Rich Ferraro about the game at Everton and all of the fallout afterwards. But first of all, we've got unarguably, the happiest of all of my future callers. We've got Billy Grant here beside Brentford talking about Brentford's comprehensive victory away in Luton. 5-1, Billy. The biggest top-flight victory in the history of the club. And back-to-back wins for the second time this season, which pretty much ends any kind of conversations that you should even be in this relegation festival to begin with.
I'd tell you something, Mo, and thanks for having us on again. Hello, Liverpool fans. How are you doing out there? I'm probably a bit chirpier than you lot at the moment now. But like I said to you, there's levels of chirpiness. Obviously, you're sort of kind of at the top there and things probably not quite going the way that you wanted to do down there, whereas we're nearer to the bottom. And obviously things have gone the way that, let's just say that we're very happy with, but also some people expected it to go our way. And I'm a little bit disappointed with you, Mo, and the Enfield Rap crew, that you've actually got us on this relegation special, because I've been on this podcast every single time and I've said to you, I am literally not even worried about relegation. We've got a good enough team out there. Yeah, we've got some terrible injuries. We ain't got the results going right. But the season finishes in the third week in May. Right, and that's how you've got to look, and that's how you saw it. You just look at the games that you expect to win, and you go and win them, and you just eke out the points, and you make sure that you don't spend up all the money and buy 4,755 players, and then start moaning to somebody when they come and clamp down on you. But that's a different story altogether. It was great. I'll tell you something before I do that. I've got to have a shout out, right? And I'm just, you know, me like a little deviation. I've got to shout out to the Liverpool fans, the Tallahassee. Or the Tallahassee crew, right? I mean, I was out a couple of weeks ago. I decided to actually just cash in my Aston Villa ticket. We were playing Aston Villa away, and I decided to fly out to America. I took the opportunity to go and see my mum and my brother out there. But also there was a big fan fest, as you probably saw, in Nashville. And I thought, let me go and see my parents, let me see my mum, let me see my brother. And then my brother said, I'm going up to Nashville. I said, I'll jump on a plane with you. And I jumped on a plane with him to Nashville. But when I was in Tallahassee, I was looking for the Brentford versus Brighton game somewhere to watch a match. And I was like, my brother, and he's lived there for about 20 odd years, right? And he's like, going, oh, I've got no idea. There's nowhere. I've done my research and I've said, well, there seems to be a bar showing some English soccer, right? Let's go and check it out. Wednesday afternoon, my brother goes, okay, I'll drop you off. I'm at work. I'll drop you off and I'll come down a little bit later. It's going to be empty. You can sit down there, probably do a little bit of work and blah, this, that, the other. And then you can watch the game. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, boom, Bob's your uncle. I've walked into this bar and it was packed,